right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where now I have the honor, the privilege of speaking with a legend, a CSRA legend. She is none other than Mrs. Maddie Mae Tarver Lawson. How many of you recognize that name? I know a lot of you. Mrs. Maddie Mae Tarver Lawson. Mrs. Lawson, so good to have you with me today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Feel super blessed. And thank you for believing that I can bring some information, not only just by you and I talking, but to the CSRA and the North Carolina audience, too. I am Maddie Mae Tarver Lawson, and I've been around many years, like 85, sir. And as I walked in the door, nobody believed that. But I know that's what Mom got on my birth certificate. But I'm grateful for all of the things that have happened to me, for me, and with me, because I feel like it was for my best interest, for me being at the medical college 30 years, 328 days. I think that's what you all celebrating now, Black History Month.
That's right.
And I have served in some places where I didn't think I would be able to do it.
And for various reasons, you would have had reason to think, maybe, maybe not. You mentioned that you're 85 years young, which means you have seen a lot, including some of what was going on when we were at our best in America, when we were at our worst, including that challenging time, the Civil Rights era.
Yes, I was there. I was in the dietary department for 2 years, and it was high time when civil rights was really, really kind of bad. The food that we didn't serve, then we had to eat it, you know. It didn't come off the same tray. We went to the dining room and had that done. But my first 2 years at MCG was a terrible time for me. And then
what was the climate like then?
Make sure you knew who brought you there that morning in order to get over the rest of the day. Sometime I wondered why me? But it wasn't only me. It was others too. Yeah. And that's what it was like. You know,
you mentioned that the food that you were in the dietary department, and the food that you all did not serve, you had to eat. Was this food not good? What was happening?
No. The food was okay. It was just two dining rooms. In the upstairs dining room was for the other people. And we, the workers, took the food off the cart that we didn't serve to the patients, and it was taken to the second line. And of course, you know where the second line was. I don't have to tell you that. So we knew that that was it. But if you are climbing a ladder, you got to make the first step up. And that's what I was doing, making the first step up.
And you made quite a few steps up. And we're not, ladies and gentlemen, going to fast forward through it because it's interesting what Mrs. Lawson has accomplished from those days that she was there at the dietary department at MCG, serving the food and having to go to another part of the building when it was time for her and the others who were working with her to eat. What else was taking place, Mrs. Lawson?
Then I went to the laundry department. That's called Clean Linen Services. And I would put clean linen in the other rooms. You know, that the rooms was different. Ward 1 was all the African American people. Ward 2 was the white. So they had somebody putting clean linen in the other places, and that's where I was. And you know, as simpler as this word is, it hurts me right now for me to be a 24-year-old young lady and for somebody to call me Annie. That was my biggest hurt in that area. So That was my second step up the ladder.
How did they come up with Annie? What was the
relevance? If they needed a clean towel or clean sheets or clean washcloths, they were trying to be nice. They thought they was being nice. They'll say, "Hey, Annie, bring me some." And my name was Maddie.
Yeah. Did they ever even ask you your name, or did they just assign you the name?
Oh, that Annie? Was the assigned name for young black folks.
So everybody, every black female was Annie, or many black females?
Annie, yeah. When they said Annie, they was being nice, because they never asked you your name. They didn't care about your name.
Hmm.
On the bathroom was ladies, and the ladies was the white, you know. Never asked you. That I came through. That didn't worry me, because I know it's not the color of my skin that was going to take me through. It was going to be what's in my heart.
Yeah.
And I was determined. I went back to school, I was determined to do what the Lord would have me to do, and that was to treat everybody right. Because He didn't give no color in the Bible, see. He didn't give them no. He said, "Love everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody." Yeah. And that's what I did. And the other people that wasn't doing that, that was their problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, because so often as human beings, we can find ourselves being dragged down morally, spiritually, mentally, because we find ourselves sometimes being caught up in other people's ugliness.
Mm-hmm.
We let their ugliness taint us. But you didn't let that happen with you. You remember what God had for you to do. Love,
for me.
Care,
mm-hmm.
and climb.
Yes.
And you did that. You didn't let anyone drag you down.
You know, a struggle can't be a struggle. You makes it a struggle.
Mm.
A struggle is not a struggle unless you make it. If you see something is not going on right, and Lord, I'm having a hard time, oh, that's you. Because that wasn't meant for you to have a hard time. So you have to do it yourself. You have to get it yourself. I went back to school. My whole family was in school. I went back to school.
Now, you went back to school. When you started back in school, at what level were you?
I needed 3.5 units of algebra before I could get my high school diploma.
Okay.
Are you listening? My high school diploma. The first evening night class that Lena had, I was Miss Evening Class. I was the first one to go back. Mm. I had 4 children in school, and my husband was in school.
Mm.
But it wasn't a struggle, because I knew I could be. I went from there to Random Business College, to Emory University, and all the workshops I could get to.
So you enjoyed that learning process.
No, I had to do it. If you ask God to give you something and He give it to you, He said, "You make one step,"
mm-hmm.
and He would make the other ones.
So what did you study at Emory University?
I was in surgery then. I was getting all the surgery information that I could get without assigning to or another place, because I had 4 children in school.
I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to an 85-year young lady who has really experienced challenge and used it in such a way that she allowed it to help make her better, better, better. I want you to stay with us as we speak more with Mrs. Lawson about some amazing accomplishments. Remember, she went from working in the dietary department, cleaning laundry. We're going to take you all the way up to the point where she was very, very instrumental in the first laparoscopy procedure at the Medical College of Georgia and more. Stay with us. Our guest, Mrs. Lawson, and I will be right back.